Ladies and gentlemen, it's a big, weird, wild world out there, folks, and here we stand. Al pie del cañón, ready for anything, I'm Rob, that's the Natch, and you're listening to...
The Bravo Show!
Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday. No, it's Wednesday. Jeez, Natch. If you're going to make a mistake about the days, that's definitely the way to do it. There's nothing worse than it. Be thinking it's Wednesday and it's actually Tuesday. Better the other way around. It's Wednesday, it's coffee day, Natch. Oh! How are you doing, friend? How are you doing? Everything okay in Natchland?
Everything okay, yes.
Okay, yeah. Everything bajo de control. Everything's under control. I've got the dentist either tonight or tomorrow. I am so nervous. Jeez Louise, friends. How are you doing? My beautiful listeners, and for those of you, specifically Eugene, Bon to Iron Man, Carmen, Vero, The Bridge, David, and many more joining us live in the chat. How are you doing out there, friends? Good morning. It's Wednesday on this beautiful, beautiful day right here in Madrid, the heart of Spain. It's currently 8:30 Central European Time. If you want to join the show in the audience live, you can do that on twitch.tv/. Professional Bohemian. If you want to interact with the show outside of its online streaming platform, so when we're not on air, you can do that on my Instagram at Professional Bohemian. If you want to follow all the news that I use in the show, all the links, if you want to read them for yourselves or see VODs or extra content that I create, you can do that on my Patreon. Okay, well, let's get into the show today, guys. I thoroughly tortured the poor elves this morning. Oh, boy. Poor guys. And boy, did they prepare a good show for us. In today's 100 Humans, we asked them, what is the worst thing you can watch on TV for your mental health? All of it. Do you watch much TV at home now? It's like traditional TV.
Almost nothing except football matches.
Yeah, yeah. I worry about the future of TV. You know what I mean? Of what was traditional kind of broadcast television. So what is bad for your mental health, we ask. In today's Complete the News, we'll find out what hit a home in Florida. We're going to Florida. Was it an alligator? You'll have to wait and find out to the second half of the show. And today's unpopular opinion, a good one today. El tipo de medios, the type of media you consume, is equally as important as the type of food you consume. Yeah, it's kind of phrased in a weird way, but yeah, you consume media through your eyes, your ears. The type of media you consume is equally as important as the type of food you consume. El tipo de medios que consumes es igual de importante que el tipo de alimentos que consumes. Woo. It's a tough one today. I know a lot of us out there, we pride ourselves on eating well. I'm a frozen pizza man myself. Can't help it. Delicious. And we do pay, it's true, as I've advanced in years, I do pay a lot more attention to the kind of fuel I put in my body. You know, I have started to eat a little better. And I've constantly been advised to eat better, given that a lot of people know I eat a lot of processed food. However, my friends, no one comments when I say I love to watch reality TV or that I consume more news than, you know, most people. But is that particularly good for one's mental health? Interesting. Well, we'll get into that debate in a while. First of all, I'm here, you're here, the Natch is here. Let's see what's going on in the world. First of all, we'll turn our attention to the chat. Eugene says, hi guys, joining us all the way from Russia this morning. Born to Iron Man, good morning Rob and Probo Showers. I like that. You know, that's, Born to Iron Man has coined that phrase, the Probo Showers. I like it. Carmen's with us. Good morning Rob and friends. It's so good to be back. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, we have David, good morning. The Bridge, good morning. I'm laying alongside the shaft of the cannon. Oh, dear me. Gemma. Good morning, my favourite Bohemians. Oh, good morning, Gemma. A very best place to feel the hump, says the bridge. Yeah, this is there a better way to celebrate the hump than right here on the Probo Show at 8.30 in the morning? I think not. All right, let's get into some news, shall we, Natch? Some great news today, by the way. The elves did God's work this morning. Everyone in Japan... Strap yourself in, Natch. Everyone in Japan will be called Sato by the year 2531 unless marriage laws change, says a professor. Isn't everyone in Spain called Martinez? No, Perez. You know what I mean? The Spanolismo is coming to Japan, apparently. In Spain, there are five families. Christmases must be a nightmare. Todo el mundo... Is this a good translation, Natch? Everyone in Japan. Todo el mundo en Japón. Because saying everyone in the world in Japan sounds like a bit of an oxymoron.
No, it's correct.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. Oh, God, Spain. Spain, go home, you drunk. Were you for a second? Todo el mundo en Japón. Okay, thanks. Será llamado Sato... Para 2531, or 2000, how would you say the year 25? 2531. Thank you. A menos que se cambie la ley de matrimonio, dice un profesor. A study led by Hiroshi Yoshida, a professor at Tohoku University, suggests that if Japan continues its practice of married couples choosing a single surname, by the year 2531, every Japanese person will be named Sato, the most common surname in Japan. This projection aims to highlight the potential societal impacts of the current surname system and advocate for change in the civil code that dates back to the late 1800s. Currently, 95% of women take their husband's surname upon marriage. The study, which was not an April Fool's prank despite some social media speculation, also presents an alternative scenario where if couples had the option to keep separate surnames, only 7.96% of the population would be named Sato by the year 2531. There you go, interesting factoid. It's not just in Spain. In Spain, yeah. By the year 2027, everyone's going to be called Martina. I'm joking. No more death threats, please. Come on, Natch and I have just started to feel safe again. All right, next piece of news. Lots of science news today. Scientists are unlocking, desvelando. Scientists are unlocking the secrets of your little brain. Your pequeño cerebro. Yeah, your little brain. In scientific terms, the little brain is what we refer to the cerebellum as a part of the it's part of the human brain in the back. Let's get into this news from Wired. Interesting. The cerebellum, often referred to as the little brain, located at the back of the brain, has traditionally been understood to control body movement. However, recent research presented at the Society for Neuroscience's annual meeting suggests that this view is limited. Scientists are now discovering that the cerebellum plays a significant role in regulating complex behaviors, social interactions, aggression, working memory, learning, emotion, and more, beyond its established function in motor control. Interesting. Yeah, interesting. When you hear me refer to the my lizard brain, that is in control of my more base instincts. When I say that joke, usually I'm referring to the cerebellum, you know, which is, I believe, if I'm not incorrect, considered one of the oldest in evolutionary terms, the oldest parts of our brain. Let's continue. This shift in understanding comes from new experimental techniques that reveal the cerebellum's involvement in a wide range of cognitive and emotional functions. Historical cases, such as college student who exhibited profound changes in cognitive abilities, mood, and social interactions following cerebellar damage, highlight the cerebellum's broader role. Despite these insights, the dominant view of the cerebellum's function has been slow to evolve, with some authorities still focusing on solely its role in movement. There you go. Fascinating stuff about the human brain, Natch. You know, if there's a show to talk about the human brain, it's ours. Let's see what people are saying here. Spain, go home, you're drunk, says the bridge. Said the guy from the most logical country. Yeah, yeah. Whenever I'm making fun of Spain, remember this. In the back of your mind, in your cerebellum, remember this. I love this country. I've chosen to live here and make my life here because I love the country, love the people, love the food. And Britain is ridiculous. Look at Boris Johnson for a second, then come back. Okay, I'm on your side. All right, let's continue. Last piece of news. It's true, Natch. Have you ever been to Britain? Have you ever visited England?
Only once in, a few days in London.
I'm very sorry. Yeah, I feel obliged to say that when anyone goes. You know, everyone goes to London. You should go up north, man, where I'm from. People in the north, the real England, you know? Yorkshire is a beautiful part of the country as well, you know? Now we're over all the racial violence and things. It's much nicer. No, I do recommend it, honestly. You know, Liverpool, Manchester, very important musically. City's very important musically. Historically, you've got York up there, which is just an amazingly beautiful city. You know, go to the north of England, folks. All right, final piece of news. Wow, this is fascinating for its potential implications in how we measure time. Oof, you're going to like this. Oh, actually, hang on, wait, more comments. Born to Iron Man, according to data from the Instituto Nacional de Estatistica, National Statistic Institutes of Spain, the most common Spanish surname is García. You knew that, right, Nach? I see you nodding stoically there. Okay. Can you guess the second most common name?
Maybe Fernández.
Rodriguez, then González, then Fernández, López, Martínez, Sánchez, and Pérez. Wow, can we get a nivelazo for BTI?
Vaya nivelazo.
The man's killing it today. That's interesting. So the most common Spanish name, surname, García, Rodriguez, González, Fernández. But then, come on, don't kidder, friends. Because then you mix and match, like you do with the first names. María Jesús. You know what I mean? Oh, then you've got González, Fernández, Martínez, whatever. Mix and match. Doesn't make it original. Come on. You know I'm going to get messages, Natch. I don't know why I do it to myself. Because then I spend the rest of the day depressed. When people are angry at me. Thank you very much for that, BTI. Carmen says, Yorkshire pudding. Oh, delicious. Delicious. Miss Yorkshire pudding, indeed. Born to Iron Man. By the way, Smith is the UK's most common surname. One in three of the top 100 most common adult names contains Smith. True story. You know why, right? In Anglo parlance, there are tons of Smiths, Tanners, Carpenter, like the famous director, John Carpenter. That's because a lot of people's surnames are derived from what they used to do for a living, what their job was. So a smith, you know, worked with a forge, creating knives and tools. Tanner would create leather from animal pelt. A carpenter would obviously works with wood, making furniture and primitive homes. So interesting, smith. There you go. Oh my God, am I actually being serious? What's wrong with me? Am I ill? Vero, according to that, my surname is not so common. And finally, neither is mine, says BTI. All right, okay. Enough joking. Joking aside, let's continue on with this news. You're going to like this one. So much polar ice is melting. Ooh, el deshielo de tanto hielo polar. So much polar ice is melting that it's slowing down the Earth's rotation. Que está desacelerando la rotación de la Tierra. Oh my God, Natch, what's happening? It's going to be daytime for 25 hours a day. They're going to make us work more, Natch. You know that's going to be the upshot of that. Climate change is causing significant polar ice melt, which in turn is slowing down the Earth's rotation, potentially affecting how we measure time in the future. This finding comes from a study by Duncan Agnew, a geologist at the University of California, San Diego, who analyzed satellite image data. The melting ice redistributes mass from the poles to the equator, making the planet's middle heavier and thus slowing down its rotation. Similar to a figure skater slowing down by stretching out their arms and legs. This deceleration of the Earth's rotation means that timekeepers worldwide may need to adjust global standard time, or coordinated universal time, UTC, which occasionally requires addition or subtraction of leap seconds. So there you go. We're getting a little chubby in the middle. The Earth, like me, since two Christmases ago. Natch, I went to the gym yesterday. I was there for half an hour. Thank you, thank you. I just need your approval, Natch. Otherwise, you know, I grind to a halt as a human. Dude, I did 10 minutes on the treadmill, and I swear to God, I thought I was going to die. There was this young, fit person next to me looking at me with pity. With pity, Natch. Anyway, on that note, let's move on to today's Unpopular Opinion.
Unpopular Opinion.
Let's see. Common surnames such as Smith, Wright, Fletcher. Fletcher is the name for the person who makes arrows. This is from Born to Iron Man. Knight, Cook, Squire, Taylor, and Turner are all based on medieval trades and occupations. Some surnames derived from personal traits such as looks, such as Armstrong, Swift, Red, and Short. Born to what? Be it. Can we get him another Nivelazo?
Nivelazo.
We should be saying Probo approved for these because they're not language related. But they, you know what I mean? Bontuima, doing God's work. Vero here says, decelerando. Here, the elf wrote, desacelerando. Which is right, Natch?
Maybe both.
You're the Rye for me, you know? Just call it the Nye. All right, it's time for today's unpopular opinion. Let's get into it. So today's brain fart, today's pedo-cerebral, pedo-mental is the type of media you consume is equally as important as the type of food you consume. So we tend to put, I think, more weight, for the want of a better word, more importance in what we eat, our physical health, than our mental health. And, you know, our mental health can quite often be a reflection of what we put into our brains, the kind of media we consume. So fascinating stuff. Let's get into it. El tipo de medios que consumes es igual de importante que el tipo de alimentos que consumes. How do you think people voted, Natch?
True.
You think they said true? Do you think by a little or by a lot?
By a lot.
They did, yes. 76% on my last count. 76% true. However, I don't see... It's funny how we all agree on this, but I don't see it reflected in society in the slightest. We still, all of us, spending the lion's share of our time dedicated to social media platforms that have been proved to do us to be poor for our mental health. Watching reality TV or consuming the kind of news that is obviously some kind of political propaganda. We're all on the same treadmill, okay? The same mental treadmill, filling our brains with divisive, anger-making, polarizing nonsense. But we're worried about eating a frozen pizza. Interesting stuff. Okay, so as always, I thoroughly tortured the elves this morning and they gave me some pros and cons. We're going to get into those right now. First, I just want to pay a little attention to my friends in the comments. BTI says, Vero says, true, the things you eat, do, watch, play a really important role on your behavior. There's a saying that reads, you are what you eat. What if it's true? Well, that's exactly where today's unpopular opinion came from. Someone told me, so I got a telling off about my poor dietary habits, which I admit are poorer when I play them for jokes on the radio. I don't really eat so badly. For example, yesterday, Natch, I ate tortellini with a little bit of pesto and some fried cherry tomatoes. Oh, yes, it was as good as it sounds. But obviously, here on the radio, I'm going to say I ate frozen pizza and a hamburger to play it for laughs. So I was getting told off about that, and someone said, you are what you eat. And I was getting told off by someone who consumes more trash TV than anyone I've ever met, like gossip TV shows, reality TV shows. It's the person who tells me about the reality shows I should be watching. And I thought, well, should we not be paying equal amount of attention to the trash we put on our brains? So here's some pros and cons from our elves in the pro column. Just as unhealthy food can lead to physical health issues, consuming negative or toxic media can have detrimental effects on our mental health. Constant exposure to violent, unrealistic, or pessimistic content can foster anxiety, depression, and a distorted view of reality, similar to how a poor diet can affect one's physical health. True story. Have you had any examples of that in your own life, Natch?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes, well, I was an example of that years ago, yes.
Yeah, yes. Me too. I've kind of cut back on I cut back recently on my diet of trash reality TV. I stopped watching Maths. Married at First Sight Australia. Yeah, no, I do curate the kind of things that I watch. Occasionally, I will allow myself a Burger King or a Happy Meal TV show, which was my Maths, but it's just too ridiculous to continue watching. But I do kind of curate what I watch. You know, I do make sure, you know, I'm not putting into my brain too much negative content. Again, the thing is, we've become the propagandizers of ourselves by how we curate the kind of media we watch, you know? It came into stark focus for me going home, speaking to my family, and seeing how their opinions have changed over so many years on certain issues, purely because of the kind of media they're consuming. You know, where's freedom of thought when you're only hearing the same opinion over and over again? Okay, let's continue with the pros. Media consumption shapes perceptions, beliefs, and behaviors, such like diet influences physical condition and performance. Regular consumption of educational, uplifting, and accurate content can enhance knowledge, empathy, and critical thinking skills, paralleling how a balanced diet improves physical health and functionality. Just as overeating and a reliance on junk food... Okay, elves. Feeling attacked now. Just as overeating and a reliance on junk food can lead to health problems, excessive consumption of certain types of media, like social media or sensational news, can lead to addiction, misinformation, and unhealthy comparison culture. And finally, in the pros, long-term consumption of harmful media can lead to entrenched negative worldviews and unhealthy behavior patterns, similar to how long-term poor diet can lead to chronic diseases and conditions. Therefore, cultivating a healthy media diet is crucial for long-term mental and societal health. I forewarn you, I do want to talk at length on this subject with you guys. I really want your opinions on this one. And if we miss out the complete the news, we'll push it for tomorrow. Don't worry. Okay, let's get into the cons now, saying no. You can't kind of draw a parallel between media and food consumption, and food consumption is more important than the kind of media you watch. While media can have a profound long-term impact on mental health and perception, food has an immediate and tangible effect on physical health and well-being. Nutrient deficiencies or toxic food substances can have rapid consequences, which is a directness of impact not always paralleled by media consumption. It's true, in order to be swayed by toxic media, you have to drip feed it slowly for a long period of time. The nutritional value of food can be quantified in terms of calories, vitamins, and minerals, making it easier to assess and manage for physical health. However, impact of media consumption is more complex to measure due to its subjective interpretation and the individual differences in how content is processed and internalized. It's true, you cannot calorie count your media consumption. you don't know. How do you regulate for yourself when enough is enough? Fascinating question. Food consumption is a biological necessity for survival, but media consumption is not. While influential on psychology, on a psychological and social levels, it does not fulfill a direct biological need. I don't agree with that. I think it fulfills our need for company. We'll get maybe get into that later. And final point here in the con column, we're running up into the break now. Individuals can choose the type of media they consume and can easily disconnect from it compared to food, which has more direct constraints based on availability, socioeconomic status, and biological needs. The control over media consumption is inherently different and potentially more flexible than that of other food consumption. So there you go, friends. It is a complex debate, perhaps a little bit more complex than we originally thought. There is a lot to dig into here. One thing I am going to do when I get back from the break is read all your comments. But right now, I will post a poll in the chat. The poll: the type of media you consume is equally as important as the type of food you consume. True or false? And you, our decision makers watching live, will tell me. Friends, so many things you could have been doing this morning. An infinite number of things. But instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me and the Natch, and it means the world. See you soon. Hey guys, if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. There you'll find VODs of the episodes as they are recorded live, blogs, vlogs, and behind-the-scenes content. If you'd like to watch the show live, you can do so on twitch.tv/professionalbohemian, and you can participate in the polls we use in the show on Instagram @professionalbohemian or Twitter @probo, P-R-O-B-O-H. Okay, on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. Sorry to our viewers here live in the live audience. You can't vote today. There are problems. The Twitch phone app is a little trash. I just tried to make it work for myself there, and it's clearly not working. There are no options. If you are watching on a computer, I know there are many people in our audience today. If you are watching on a computer, I believe you can still vote. I can see a couple people already have. So thank you for that. Interesting show today. We've covered quite a lot of science news. Let's get back into that right now. What did we cover? We covered a funny piece of, legal news from Japan. How every Japanese person will be called Sato by the year 2531. That's thanks to an old Japanese law about changing your name when married. Sato being one of the most common surnames in Japan. In science news, we found out how scientists are unlocking, desvelando secrets of the little brain, the cerebellum. And finally, how so much polar ice is melting that the Earth's rotation is slowing down. Interesting stuff. And then we moved into today's unpopular opinion, which is it's a hot one. Today's unpopular opinion is the type of media you consume is equally as important as the type of food you consume. I'm often told to eat healthy, but I'm never told to kind of have healthier watching habits. Do you ever advise the baby Natches about what they watch, Natch?
Yes, I have.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you're very conscious as a parent about the kids' media diets.
Mm-hmm. I do what I can. they watch like bad things, but well, I try to be the least.
Yeah. And you yourself, I assume, because you said something that surprised me before, that yes, it was an issue for me in the past and now not. So was there a conscious point in the past where you thought, hang on a minute,
yes,
I'm seeing a change in my mood and it's linked to, you know, what I'm watching?
Yes, I was totally addicted to some programs.
Yeah.
La Isla de las Tentaciones and crap, incredibly.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, good. Like the junk food equivalent of TV. But psychologically, do you find it impacted you in a way? Because here's the interesting thing for me. I understand what it is to be addicted to a TV show, okay? However, that addiction in itself you know, is finite because the season will end and you're not going to go rewatch the season. You wait for the next one. So that addiction to some point is a bit of a fallacy. It's kind of more of an obsession or whatever. But the addiction itself didn't have a negative impact in my life. Not like alcohol and drinking in a morning. It was more like just stealing an hour a week. Did you find that, like, Isla de Tentaciones or these... Love Island, I think, for our international listeners, is the equivalent in English-speaking countries. Did you find psychologically the show had an impact on the on your relationships and things like that?
No, but I started to realize that I was, like that amount, or the huge amount of time that I was spending... watching that and watching debates and watching everything related. I would spend it like reading or with my kids or doing something more productive.
Got you.
But it didn't affect psychologically.
No?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fascinating point for me. I have to admit, I think the relationship realities are the worst, man. Love Island, Married at First Sight, I think those are particularly... malicious. Like, I heard someone say, you know, it's good to watch these shows because you get advice on how to conduct a relationship from the experts, you know, from the experts dealing with the relationships when they go sour. And my yeah, I know you're laughing, but it's true. I have heard that, right? My argument there is these are the same experts that make these couples, put these couples in these awkward, weird, unrealistic circumstances to generate drama. It's like, you know, I noticed within myself not a reluctance, but almost kind of like I was waiting for the next shoe to drop. Like drama, or am I behaving, overanalyzing and an overanalysis of my behavior, my partner's behavior. And I thought, whoa. Time to shut this down. Time to stop watching maths. And I think it helped. Yeah, I don't know. And obviously we're both aware in other terms of media, like social media, we both have a mutual friend whose daughter suffered with body image issues thanks to social media, particularly Instagram. We've seen this rolling out over and over again. However, doesn't seem like we're taking it as seriously as the junk food issue as a society. So yeah, let's get into a bit of this right now, shall we? We have a lot of comments to read here. So Vero says, true, the things... Oh, no, we read that one. Sam, it's true. Mind is just another organ, same as the stomach, heart, etc. Information is the food, then you digest it, and then you store it as a memory. Yeah, true story. Eugene, true, maybe even more important, especially in my country. Yeah, I mean, yeah, Eugene is joining us from Russia, and the Russian media propaganda machine is powerful. It is powerful. I mean, perhaps this vote would have been very weighted in one direction. Was Western media as one-sided, as biased as maybe Russian media is? But then saying that, is Western media much better? Look at Fox News. Or if you're on the right side of the political spectrum, look at MSNBC or CNN. Feels like there is too much agenda in what we're consuming, even documentaries. Anyway, let's continue. Our mental health is the most crucial aspect of our health, says The Bridge. Absolutely. People will say, well, you'll die if you don't eat good food. Well, no, I'll put on weight and then maybe eventually I'll die. You know, if I'm consuming media that sets me in a negative headspace, it affects how I interact with the entire world. You know? It affects how I see things, our perceptions. I mean, a lot of us think we're beyond being influenced by propaganda. When I say propaganda, I'm even referring to reality TV. You know, shaping the way what we think is a normal way to interact with society. It's not normal to be raising your voice and acting in a dramatic, unhinged way. It's not normal. It's normal in the confines of reality TV, but real people don't behave like that to each other, you know? Anyway, Look at me getting, I'm getting angry, Natch. Well, not angry, passionate. Oof. I'm English. They'll take my passport away if they see too much emotion. Okay, our health is, so yeah, one of the most important aspects of our health as a bridge. I would agree with that. Sam, it's not only the media, it's all the info you get from the environment. So if you take care of what you eat, you should pay attention to what you store in your mind. True story. Bridge says, before I embarked upon my physical physical improvement, I got my head straight. Super important, Bridge. Carmen says, true. But let's not forget there are neurons in our stomach, which makes me think physical and mental health are equally important. However, there is nothing to do if you have a healthy body hosting a poor mind fed with poor media. True story. You can be an athlete, but consume bad media. Tainted media, junk media, and you know, and suffer with mental health problems. You know, haven't we spoken on the show several times about the loneliness epidemic, the depression and anxiety epidemic that's happening right now? I think one of the, I mean, I think, I believe, I have no evidence to back this up other than a few psychological reports we've covered on the show, that our media diet is a long way to blame for that. You know, advertisements telling us that everything we own is old and inferior. You know, social media that tells us the way we look and the way we're living our lives is not optimum. I mean, it's difficult to move around the world and just be content. I mean, that's the key here, isn't it? Being happy with what you're working with. Anyway. Interesting point there from Carmen. Vero says, I must be really healthy. I only watch TV contests, concursos, quizzes. There's something wrong with the poll. Yeah, we had issues with the poll today. Only two people were able to vote. I'll have to figure out another solution for that. Okay, let's see. Sam, it doesn't matter if we still can't measure or not the impact of as calories are. That is a nonsense. Food is not only calories, vitamins, etc. If you eat disgusting food packed with minerals and vitamins, the impact will be different than if it's also delicious. Plus, stress, anxiety, etc. can be measured thanks to hormones. That you can find in your blood. So if you see something very violent, certain hormones will be found in your body. Yeah, but I mean, we do have a rating system for TV, right? Mature. This is too mature for young audiences. Shit, is it time for a new system? You know, how good or how healthy a show is for your mental health? That might be interesting. You know, this show is dangerous for your mental health. Woo! You know what I fear? If that happened, Natch, you know what would happen there? Everyone would watch that show. This show is the worst for your mental health. Consume at your own risk. Everyone in droves watching that TV show to find out what all the fuss is about. This is the human dilemma, friends. The human dilemma. All right, let's continue. The bridge. So the earth is doing a hula hoop. Yeah. Yeah, we're getting chubby in the middle like me. The whole earth is aging like I am. Vero, by the way, according to Raya Dictionary, desacelerar and decelerar are synonyms. Oh, look, Natch knew. The Raya. The Nye. The best shows are on VR. Vaughn Radio, says the bridge. I thought for a second there, I thought she meant virtual reality. I'm like, what am I missing here? yeah, true story. Best shows are on Vaughn Radio. Grisval Roll, good morning. True. Mensana in corpore sano. Healthy mind, healthy body. Ooh, bit of Latin there, Natch. Everything counts. It's true. I believe the same thing. This show is good for our health and for our English, says Chris Valrol. Oh, you're a star, Chris. Thank you. Can we get Probo approved for the wonderful audience now?
Probo approved.
Got a ton, just simply a ton of messages. A lot of congratulations. I posted an amazing review we got on Apple Podcasts. I posted that. But yeah, I did get a few messages on Instagram with regards to this. Before we close up today's section, let's read a few of those. Honestly, the media we consume shapes our brain just like food does our body. We've got to be picky with that, with what you download into your brain. True story. That's from Jake. Elisa says, just like I choose organic food, I'm all for consuming media that is clean. Meaning it's genuine and not overly processed or fake. Whoa. But isn't it the job of media to be fake? I think what annoys people about reality TV is that it posits itself as reality, but it is highly produced. And that's true. Okay. But nothing you consume in terms of media is real. Nothing. Elisa, nothing you consume is real. Even what you consume of your friends on Instagram is fake. They have curated the best moments of their lives to share with you. You know, they're not posting pictures of themselves arguing or on the toilet, but both things are true in their lives. Look at their Instagram and they never poo and they don't argue. You know what I mean? Nothing is real that you consume media-wise. Darren says, I always tell my students, be critical of what you read and watch. It's like feeding your mind. Thank you, Darren. And Mia, from a health perspective, absolutely. The type of media we consume impacts our mental health as much as food affects our physical health. All right. Here we go. We're fixing the world one Probo shower at a time, Natch. We're doing it slowly, but we're doing it right. So how did you vote? Only two people could vote on the poll, Natch. Oh, wah, wah, wah. But how did they vote? Let's get a little drum roll, sir. It was 100% true, obviously. I have a feeling everyone would have voted true on this one. It just seems like society hasn't caught up with the way we as citizens think. You know, there should be a lot more guardrails on what we're watching, in my mind. A lot more punishment for news outlets not behaving like news outlets and behaving like editorial sections of magazines. I don't want opinion when I watch the news. I want the facts read in a dry way. Eesh. This show and the lunchtime show are the only media I eat in the day. So if I become a serial killer, you'll know why, says Sam. Sam, please don't become a serial killer now. Because someone will clip this part of the show. morning. Oh, no, we read that one. Where are we? Absolutely, Yolanda, says Chris Valroll, agreeing with what the Bridge says. Bridge says, this is the best space. Mentally, it has been a key for me, says the Bridge. Glad we can help, Bridge. That's what we're here for. So 100% true, yeah. And it seems to be that, you know, we're somewhat alone in our... in the way we think that what we synthesize into our brain has equal importance to the kind of food we put into our body. But it is vitally important. We all have those relatives that have fallen down left or right wing rabbit holes politically, and it's changed everything about themselves. I don't want to get too political here. Although, you know, it's been an experience of mine, speaking to my own family. How I've seen happy people become miserable, angry people just because they're consuming news designed to, or that feeds on outrage culture. And that's not, if what you're consuming is making you actively angry, if what you're consuming is making you feel hopeless, stop consuming it. Or find a better, more responsible way to consume it. Or consume it less, as you would with alcohol, food, and any other substance you put into your body. But that, my friends, is just my opinion. And you know what Grandpa Bo would have said about that. Opinions, they're like assholes, friends. Everybody has one, and they all stink, including mine. Let's move on to 100 Humans. Oh My God, it was a long walk to work today across snow-capped mountains and through river valleys, and on that walk, I encountered 100 humans. And I asked them all a question. Today's question was, what is the worst thing you can watch on TV for your mental health? We need a Probo Show TV show, Natch. Me and you. Just helping people's mental health one day at a time. Like, you know, I don't want to say, you know, I don't want to say we're like saints. I don't want to say that. That's for the audience to decide. All right, so what's the worst thing you can watch on TV for your own mental health? Lo peor que puedes ver en la televisión para tu salud mental? I asked them that question. They gave me their answers. I'm in possession of the top 7 answers right here. Your job in the chat, in our audience, is to identify those top 7 answers. All right. So let's see. As customary, we go to the Oracle for the first answer. What do you think, Natch?
The news.
The news. A lot of people online said news as well, by the way. I got a ton of people interacting online, being told not to read the whole list because it gets tiresome, so I'll just go from the top down and do a few. Izzy, MC Villa, Gemma Rossino, Carlos Vera, Celia, Vero, Materia Oscura, Anna Kassan, KNDY, Carmen, Andrea, and many more. Thank you all for participating. Okay. So news, a bunch of people said news. In fact, like 80% of the people who responded on Instagram all said news. Is news there? Yes, it is. Well done. My God. Not only are the listeners of this program sexy beasts, Natch, they're also quite clever. Well done, guys. You're killing it. All right. Well, news is there. And it's the number one answer. That's why they call him the Oracle, folks. 29 of 100 humans. First place. Well done. Sam in the chat also said news. What's that? Not cereal, try toast, says the bridge. I'm not sure what that means. Okay, anyway. Reality TV. Tele-reality. Right? Reality TV. How do you say reality? No se dice realities.
Los realities. Yeah. Yes.
Tele-reality, realities, Big Brother and all that, says Vero. A few people on Instagram also said that. Reality shows, says Celia. They dirty my mind and I hate them. Yeah. Mine too. But I love them. Can't help it. I'm like a junk media addict. But slowly I'm weaning myself off. You know what? I've started watching Natch. Oh, Confessions with the Natch. Started watching Deal. Do you know you've probably never heard of the show, Deal or No Deal? It's a really long, it's a long-lasting American quiz. Well, not a quiz show, como un concurso, donde tienes que apostar you've got bet with suitcases. Well, they just released a version of the show on an island. Yeah. And I'm watching it. Confessions with a Natch. 2 Hail Marys. Right, Natch? Thanks. Later you can tell me what I need to do for forgiveness. Is reality TV there? Yes, it is. Deal or No Deal Island. I mean, I watched an episode last night. I'm sick. There's a problem. I have a problem. It's there. It's the 4th most popular answer. 12 of 100 humans said reality TV. Well done. Eugene here says Putin's speeches. Yeah, I mean, Eugene obviously speaking from Russia there. I think what he's trying to say is politics, Natch. Politics? Is politics something that could be harmful for your mental health? The worst thing about politics is it's not just politicians kind of, you know, giving their speeches or towing their party line. It's news organizations that just basically... They're workers or their actors' propaganda arms for each side of the political debate. No, it's annoying. Where's the middle? So is politics there? Yes, it is. Well done. It's the 6th most popular answer, with 6 of 100 humans saying politics. Good, good, good. Sam says football. Woo! Football, bad for your mental health. Is it there? No, it's not. No, it's not. I'm not going to cut to Natch because he's just furious in there now. That someone had, would have the audacity to say football. Yeah, would that be bad? I can't see how that would be bad for your mental health. Other than, you know, being kind of addicted to it and, you know, I can't see it being bad for your mental health, though. I've become quite the football apologist. For someone who hates football, I do not like watching football. You know what I mean? For me, there is no difference between watching football and watching someone play chess. I mean, they're both games. It's weird. Like how we've become obsessed with one and not the other. But I certainly don't think it's bad. I've kind of learned to appreciate it over time. Australian reality shows, says Carmen. Yeah. Yeah, amen to that. Vero says, it's not so much what you see, but how it affects you. Shows that talk about murders and all that jazz. So maybe like violent shows? Shows that kind of glorify violence. That's an interesting point, eh? We've seen a prevalence in true crime. Is violence there? Yes, it is. Oh, guys, we're bumping up towards the edge of the show. Eugene says, advertising, it's there. Well done. Commercials. Anuncios. Oof, you've only got two more to get. Eech, these are the kind of shows that talk about celebrities. What would you call them, Natch?
I don't know. Chismorreo.
Chismorreo? What's the word in English?
Gossip.
Gossip shows, well done, sir. All right. Fill in the blank, Natch, for the last answer. American blank story TV show.
Horror?
Horror shows, well done, Natch. In position number...
one.
Sorry, Natch. There's me going real quick. In position number...
seven.
There we go. Sorry, the 100 humans are going crazy right now. We had commercials. In position number
six
was politics when asking what the worst thing for your mental health is. In position number
five,
violence. In position number
four,
reality TV. Then we had in position number
three,
horror shows. In position number
two,
gossip shows. And finally, when I asked 100 humans to name the thing that is the worst for your mental health on TV, in position number
one,
they said news. Woo. It's not so much what you see, but how it affects you. Yeah, true story. Let's leave on that. We'll let Chris Valroll have the final word. Guys, so many things you could have been doing this morning. Instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me and the Natch. See you next time. We'll